Hello and welcome to Flower Friends, the Live from London edition. This is your host, Sarah Nayani, and I am here in England recording this episode. I am here to tour around London, see some sights, eat some great food, see some gardens, and to attend the Chelsea Flower Show. So I thought I would pop on and just give you guys a little rundown on my trip so far, maybe do an episode or two from here, and just kind of give you the lowdown. It's some pretty cool stuff happening. And I know that I am pretty far behind on the current season of Flower Friends. I have so many great conversations recorded that I can't wait to get to you. I have just been very behind on getting everything done in the garden for my floristry business and just trying to turn over the garden from spring to summer and pull tulips and do all sorts of things. It's been really busy on the gardening side and the floristry side. And then also just had a lot of changes going on that I'll talk about in a different episode. But I also just getting ready to come on this trip. And it's a two-part trip because my sister got married in Maine this past weekend, which was so exciting. She's been with her partner Luke for a long time and they tied the knot and it was wonderful. So it was really special to fly out and get to see their wedding, and I did the flowers for their wedding, and I actually ended up bringing flowers from home to Maine, from Seattle to Maine, because I had been trying to coordinate with different flower growers in Maine, and they have some awesome things, like I think it's called the Maine Flower Collective, where florists can buy from local growers, but because it was only a one-time purchase and I'm not there long-term, I would have had to get a full year membership and, you know, pay all the dues and everything. It didn't make a lot of sense. And also I was just struggling to know like what was going to be in season there and what color palettes would be available, having never really purchased like wholesale flowers in Maine before. So I decided to actually just harvest things from my own garden because I knew I had some great stuff in bloom. I had these beautiful champagne ranunculus and my favorite irises and just all sorts of things that I knew were going to work. And so I decided to just cut them from my garden and see if they would hold up for the cross-country trip on the plane with me. I was coming out anyway, so I know we like to say grown, not flown, and support local flowers, but I was flying anyway, and I thought it would be a good way to use what I know personally are pesticide-free, you know, organically grown flowers that I grew myself and just have that special touch of some of my favorite ingredients to use on my sister's wedding. So that turned out really well. I was in Maine for a few days and then flew from Boston to London on Sunday. And then just kind of like still even now acclimating to the time change. It's 8 hours off from Seattle. So I'm still getting used to the fact that if I want to call my husband, it is 8 hours earlier for him. So it's like either middle of the night or like early morning when I talk to him. But yeah, I decided to come on this trip solo. I had originally been planning to come with my husband, but he got a new job a few months ago. And so we just decided with his vacation time and some of the projects he was working on that it would be better if I just did a short trip by myself. And then hopefully we'll get the chance to do a longer one, in the next couple years, somewhere else in Europe. And this is my first time in Europe, my first time in England. So I'm really happy to be here and just having so much fun. This is just a total nation of gardeners. I could tell from the drive from the airport to my hotel and from just walking around London, seeing the different like apartments and everything, how much people love to garden here and how much they value greenery, parks, and, you know, having beautiful flowers nearby. So it's been really cool just to walk around the city and see that, and the emphasis placed on that. And so my first night here on Sunday, I was kind of jet lagged. I took a little nap and then I walked from where I'm staying, which is a hotel. It's like right on the border of like Chelsea and Kensington, if you're familiar with the area. And basically, I wanted to find a hotel that was in walking distance to the Chelsea Flower Show. But I wanted it to be far enough away that it wouldn't be like too hectic. And also so I'd have a chance to do like a nice morning and evening walk on the way to and from the show. And so that's kind of how I picked this location. I'm also like a, not an ad at all, but I'm just a Hilton Honors member. So I have a credit card that I get a lot of points from. And so I'm staying here almost for free, which is really nice because the airfare is pretty expensive to get here from the US. So it's nice to have a almost free hotel. And so yeah, anyway, the first night I was here on Sunday, I walked up to Kensington Gardens and strolled all along the beautiful gardens there and then into like beautiful city neighborhood. And I found this restaurant. I think it's pretty famous. I think there's actually a few of them around London. It's called The Ivy. And I didn't know about it at all beforehand. I just thought it looked cute. So I stopped in there and I got like an old-fashioned shepherd's pie with like meat and potatoes. And it was delicious. And then I just walked back to my hotel. And then on Monday, my friend Michaela had traveled to London before and she recommended over by the Covent market area some little shops and a coffee shop there. So I went there in the morning and just walked around Covent Market, which was really cool, very touristy and lots of like super pricey shops, but there was some really cool stuff happening. There were some live like violin players down in the little like kind of wine nook like cellar area. There's like a main hall and it has super tall ceilings. And then you walk down a flight of stairs and it's like open air. You can still see all the way up to the ceiling. And they were playing this beautiful music there. And people were just, I don't know, enjoying that. And so it was nice to do that. And then I went and got an awesome coffee at this place and just read a book for a little while, which is such a treat. And then I had talked to or had been messaging with Eva from Backyard Bannon, who's actually going to be on an upcoming episode. And she mentioned that when she was in London, that Kew Gardens, which is the Royal Botanical Garden, was her favorite stop that she made when she was here. And so I just decided to go for it. And so I'm learning the subway system, which they call the tube here. And so I just, you know, plugged it into Google Maps and found my way on the subway. And I'm so glad that I did because that's been like actually one of my favorite parts is how much I've been walking since I've been here. I've been doing like an average of 7 miles a day so far. And, I really like taking the subway or walking to wherever I can because I'm just feel like I'm getting to see so much more of the city and like not just like the main roads or the touristy places or the shops, but getting to actually like walk through more like of the row houses and the beautiful, like, I don't know, little terraces and gardens, just seeing like what people are kind of, I mean, I know this is like super posh, like downtown London, but I just love seeing the way that the houses are constructed here, the old architecture mixed with like so much beautiful gardening. And so that's been really nice. Nice to see. So anyway, I took the subway out to Kew Gardens and could not believe how beautiful it is. It's like Disneyland for gardeners. There's all these big glass houses that have like ferns and more tropical plants, some desert plants inside of them. There was a whole area with orchids. And so it's really nice because you can see the different seasons or more temperate plants while walking through these like beautiful English gardens. And then there's like ponds there. There's like a treetop walkway. I actually stopped. There's a little cafe and I got like scones with some butter and jam and some afternoon tea. And it was so cute. I just read my book again. I'm just like having a really great trip. You know, like I feel like the number of pages I read while I'm on a trip is like directly proportionate to how much fun I'm having or how relaxing it is, I should say. And so, yeah, I got to see just some amazing plants, beautiful rose garden there. I think what I'm most taken by so far in just in London, but in the gardens that I've been walking through, is the way that the English do borders. So they tend, at least so far what I've seen and what I've seen online and Gardener's World and things like that, but they often tend to create different spaces within a garden through trees or other like architectural elements and then fill in the underneath area with just beautiful flower borders. And the thing that's really caught my eye the most, I think it's called cow parsley, but it's just like a white umbel flower similar to like, you know, carrot, Daucus, Dara, or like Queen Anne's lace, something like that. It kind of looks like Queen Anne's lace, but it's a little bit softer and more delicate. And it just grows in these huge swaths under the trees, mixed in with things like buttercups or, you know, just different flowers that are naturally, or maybe not naturally, I don't know, just kind of wildflower-esque looking flowers. And yeah, just underneath these trees, and it's like nicely fenced in. So even though it's a little bit wild looking, it looks controlled because it's a border. So it's like a defined space with a walkway. And I'm just obsessed with it. Even on the drive from the airport, I was just seeing all these like side of the highway, like beautiful flowers growing along the side. And it's a really beautiful backdrop. So I've been really loving that. And they had a lot of that at Kew Gardens. They had this like main thoroughfare that you could walk down that was lawn. And on either side, it had these huge, beautiful old trees. And then under the trees into more of like a forested area on both sides, they had this like cow parsley just growing underneath and beautiful, huge swaths. And it just softens the landscape. It's just incredible. So I've been loving seeing that and all of the things that I got to see at Kew Gardens yesterday. That was great. Thank you for the recommendation, Eva, if you're listening. And then I also, today was the first day of the Chelsea Flower Show. And if you haven't been before or if you don't know much about it, I certainly didn't. I've only ever seen it on Gardener's World. And then my favorite show ever that I mention a lot is Big Dreams, Small Spaces with Monty Don. But he has often taken like the couples that are redoing their garden space to the Chelsea Flower Show to sort of like show them some different combinations of planting and, you know, some different ideas and inspiration for their gardens. And so that's really all I knew about the Chelsea Flower Show. But I just knew London was calling my name. I just knew that I needed to be here. It's a place that I've wanted to come for a long time and finally saved up to do it. So it's great to be here. And yeah, today I went to the Chelsea Flower Show. And what I learned through being there is that there's 32 different garden designers that are selected, and they create sort of a mock garden. It's a real garden, but they only have a few weeks to create it. So they're bringing in plants that are pretty established, even things like trees, shrubs. They're bringing in hardscapes, like if they want to create a patio, they're bringing in stones to create the patio, things like maybe tables or creating water features, sort of making it homey. Like you look at it and you're like, oh, I want this to be my backyard. It's super elevated, beautiful designs. And I think they're trying to demonstrate like what it's like to spend time there. And there's people with VIP passes. I don't know if they're like celebrities or how they get in, but they're able to like go walk into these gardens and take photos in it. But most of us normies, us normal people who can't afford that or aren't celebrities, we have to kind of like stand you know, around the edge or the perimeter of each of the gardens and wait for other people to move out of the way so we could take photos or videos of the gardenscape. And the gardens are just absolutely beautiful. It's really cool to kind of see some of like the trends even between the 32 that are there. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't see all 32. I walked all the way around. I saw as much as I possibly could, but people are just packed around the garden specifically. And so I took some time. I went in this like grand tent where there's all these different like nurseries and sort of different businesses set up, and they're selling seeds, but they have all these demos of like the plants that they're showing. So I took some time. I went in there. I got some Pimm's, which I didn't know about, but it's an awesome drink. And I got some snacks, and I just made a bunch of stops along the way. But I saw as many of the gardens as I could, but each one had a pretty significant wait time just to get up to the front where you could actually see the garden. And so I definitely didn't see all 32, but I maybe saw 15 or so up close. And it was really cool to see some of the similarities or the trends between them. And one of the things that I really noticed was sort of like the natural features. So when I say that, what I mean is like more like wildflower style. And actually, I read in the pamphlet that weeds was like a theme of this year. So things like dandelions and daisies and things that you might just see on the side of the road. There was a lot of emphasis at the show on how important those are for pollinators and for the ecosystem. And so it was really cool to see all these like super high-end designers incorporating these sort of like back to nature elements and bringing things like weeds in that often, you know, people want these perfect aesthetic gardens and to not look like they're of nature. But I think that the trend, it seems like maybe for a long time, has been headed this direction, but it was really emphasized at the flower show about, you know, sort of incorporating things that some of us might try to weed out of our garden and putting that back in consciously and intentionally. And so I love seeing like different patches of those types of flowers throughout the gardens. And then even some of the stands, like there was this stand set up where they sell like mats of wildflowers that you can put on your roof or to replace lawn, things like that. And so it was really cool to see like the different combinations you could purchase and just kind of get an inkling for the direction of the flower and like horticultural industry, specifically like residential gardens. So that's kind of what I learned at the show, is that it's set up so that you have these sort of demo gardens with these amazing designers who spend, you know, a few weeks just setting it up with their team, and they're taking all these plants and bringing them in, usually around some sort of theme. And then you also have like this main pavilion tent that has all of these different vendors inside selling things, but a lot of also just like inspiration, like a nursery might come in. They want you to buy from them eventually, but they're not selling anything at the show. They're just handing out pamphlets with what they have for sale, and they're doing a little demo garden themselves of like what combinations you might like, different colors, different plants you haven't seen before. So that was pretty incredible. One of my favorites that really stood out to me was this little, it was pretty big actually, a big demo garden, not by a designer, but by like a company. Maybe they're designers too, I don't know. But it was sort of more the vendor garden. And they had all these beautiful little like lady slippers and wooded garden plants that were so beautiful together. And I actually like turned a corner. I was taking a video of these beautiful plants, and out pops Mary Berry from the baking show, the Great British Bake Off. And I was like, oh my God, it's Mary Berry. She was wearing a Kelly green dress, and today I was wearing a Kelly green dress. So I thought it was great that I was like on trend with Mary Berry. But
it was really funny because, like, you would just be walking along and then all of a sudden you'd, like, walk right into this TV crew and they were there filming for different, I assume, like, BBC and for Gardener's World, stuff like that. I also saw Rachel DeThames, I think is her last name, from Gardener's World, and Carol. And I did not have a spotting of Monty Don, which I was really sad because he's my number one. I'm in love with him. I was so sad I didn't see him. He might have been there, but I didn't see him. And I believe yesterday, Monday, was like the actual first day of the show, but only the royals and the press are allowed in at that point. And I think some of the like designers and like probably BBC folks, famous Gardener's World people. So he might have been there yesterday with like the royals or something, but I didn't spot him today, unfortunately. So yeah, and then some of the other things that I loved, since I'm traveling alone, it was like kind of fun to just listen, do a lot of listening, because I find like if I'm traveling with my husband or with someone else, you know, we're just chit-chatting, we're just talking throughout. And it was, I found it kind of like refreshing and nice to just be taking in the sights and the scenes, and like I just was able to like overhear other people's convos or like people talking about the gardens and maybe pick up some things that I might not have otherwise. And also it was really funny because I think a lot of people attend the show with like a close friend, and there was a lot of gossip happening in cute British accents. So I heard some major gossip today about people that I have no idea who they are, but it was just funny because I feel like if I was there with someone else, I wouldn't have like heard all of this. But anyway, so then I like popped around, I got a little lunch. They had this like cute setup of different food trucks. They had a lot of plant-based meals. And I eat meat, but I love also eating plant-based meals. And so I got like a vegan falafel for lunch and on a pita. That was great. And then in the afternoon, a little bit later, I had some other food. And they had some really good food options there. It was pretty pricey, I would say. But I kind of knew that going in. So I had like, you know, planned on that. I was able to bring in like a pretty big bag, and I was able to bring my water and my camera. So that was nice because a lot of places I feel like I go in the US, like stadiums or sporting events where there's a lot of people, you can usually only have like a clear bag and just like a wallet and stuff. So I actually was a little bit surprised that I was able to get in with my big bag. I didn't look it up beforehand, and I kind of thought about it as I was walking into the ticketing area, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have brought this. And then I was looking for like, where can I leave it? And then nope, just got right through security. No problem with a big bag. So that was great. I'm trying to think about what else, if anyone else wants to go in the future, like what I noticed. Oh, one thing that was really cool. I walked to the show from my hotel, and on the way, so many businesses had set up for the Chelsea Flower Show. So just like clothes stores and, you know, just different like restaurants, things like that, cafes. They had partnered with different florists that I think was part of the Chelsea Flower Show. I think they had a theme of like different movies. And so florists had like designed a front entryway for a lot of these stores, these beautiful setups. Some of them were celebrating like dried flowers. And so they did their whole entryway with all dried flowers. Some were using all fresh, some were using a mix. Excuse me. Some brought in like plants, like potted plants. So it was just really cool to see like all over the walk from here to there, all these storefronts decorated for the Chelsea Flower Show, and getting to see the signs in the window that were like talking about each of the florists and the artists and how they came up with the idea for their concept for that doorway. And it was just nice to have that like a little trail of flowers on the way to the show. So that was pretty cool. And I would say one thing on the downside that I was kind of surprised by,
I knew it was going to be busy, but I did not realize how busy it was going to be. And I thought by going on the member days, RHS member days, which are Tuesday and Wednesday, that like it would be a little bit slower because you have to have a membership to get in those days. But it was absolutely wild. Like sometimes it would take me like 5 minutes to walk, you know, I don't know, 30 feet because it was so packed. And certainly, you know, I was a little bit surprised by how many shops were there. I kind of knew that there would be vendors selling stuff, but I guess I didn't realize, like, I thought there would be a lot more gardens and less shops. And so those were some of the things I was a little surprised by. And then also, maybe this isn't true for everyone, but for me as a gardener, I love spending time outside. I love space and quiet. And I think I was a little bit like, I knew there were going to be so many people there, but I guess I just wasn't prepared for how many people and how like difficult it would be to sort of get in that like calm headspace of like taking in these gardens. Like I was just picturing I would be able to walk up to them and see them. And I didn't realize I'd have to stand behind like 15 people and wait for each of those people to like I'm saying 15 people deep. It was like, you know, maybe 30 people along the edge of a garden, like 15 people deep. And so you have to like shimmy your way up. And I'm not very good at like pushing through crowds or being like, you know, forceful with getting to the front fast. And so I always like wait for other people to go. And then it just ended up taking a lot of time to even get up to the front where you could see the gardens. And I guess I just wasn't expecting that at all. So if anyone hasn't gone before, like it's definitely pretty vendor heavy on like selling stuff that you might need for your garden or like, I don't know, things like wind chimes or garden furniture or arches or like, they have different clothing, they have different like tool stands, things that you need for your garden. But certainly if you're traveling from overseas, you can't purchase the plants that a lot of other people are purchasing. And I wasn't sure about seeds, but I didn't end up purchasing any just because I saw those at the very beginning of when I was walking through. And I think if I had seen them on the way out, I probably would have tried to smuggle some back, but I just thought it was not worth it. And so, yeah. But overall, I think it's just an amazing experience. I've never even realized that there were this many people that were so into gardening that they would like travel or take a day off work to be at an event like this. And it was just cool to have so many like-minded people who are really into gardening, but maybe sustainable gardening. It was cool to see the way that the show was emphasizing things like weeds or other plants that just grow on their own without a lot of water needs. There was definitely an emphasis on like reducing water use in gardens. And so I really liked the sustainability topics that were coming up at the show. I really liked seeing all of these people so excited about this. And it was just really fun to have, I don't know, such a cool experience and see so many new plants. Oh my God, I have a whole new list of plants I have to buy now. So, not that I have room for them, but somehow I got to find a way to get some of these new plants and new color combos and different things. Like, obviously, I know about the plant Geum. I use that in floristry, but I had never seen some of the colors that I saw at the flower show today. Or like I spotted so many new rose varieties that I want at the David Austin stand. Or like even they had it set up so cool. They had like an astrantia stand. So there was like 10 different varieties of astrantia and you could like compare them side by side, the plants, and see how they grew and what the colors they were. And then one of the stands that I absolutely loved was Pelargoniums. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's scented geranium for us in the US, but in the UK they call it Pelargoniums. And basically, I just had no idea how many varieties there were.
And so seeing all of those side by side on a stand, or they had like a dianthus stand with all of the different, like, you know, varieties that you can grow in your garden. And they had like, you know, mixing of different plants and different color combos that I wouldn't have thought of. So it was super inspiring, super exciting to go. And I have a ticket for tomorrow. I'm going to try to venture there super early. So it opens at 8 a.m. and I'm going to go be there at like 7:45. So I can be like one of the first people in, hopefully. And I just want to see if I can get in with a freshly charged camera, freshly charged phone, and like access some of these gardens without having people like pointing their fingers in my camera frame or like, you know, just, I don't know. It was so packed. So I just want to see if I can like take in some of the gardens in the early morning without as many people around. So I'll report back on how that goes. But just absolutely fantastic. So much fun to attend. And I'm having so much fun in England. It's like such a treat to be here. I don't get to travel a ton. I don't get to travel internationally a ton. This is a super big privilege and just something that's so exciting for me. I'm just trying to soak it all in. And it's been really nice to come back to my hotel this afternoon and sit down and record this, because for me, this is like basically recording, you know, one of the happiest memories I can think of in recent times. And so it's really cool to just like experience that and kind of treat this a little bit like my garden journal and just talk through some of the things that I noticed there. So I'll plan to write a blog post at some point when I get back this spring or summer about my experience attending the Chelsea Flower Show, but also just being here in London in May, and post some photos with it. But in the meantime, if you want to see any of the photos from my trip and you're listening to this podcast live or like in real time right after it aired, you could go to my Instagram at growgirlseattle and I'll put up a bunch of photos there. And then if you're listening to this well after the fact, like months after this episode airs, hopefully I'll have the blog post posted by then. So anyway, it is so nice to be back in podcast mode. I'm not going to do any editing on this. It's just a free flow straight from my brain. And I am not going to add any music because I'm just in my hotel room and I'm going to post it on my iPad. And then hopefully I'm going to try to figure out how to edit a podcast on my iPad and get into editing some of the amazing conversations I've already recorded with some great guests, and get that posted for you soon. So I will work on that next, and nice to be back, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your May, my flower friends. I will be back soon. Bye.